Samuelson is the name, Lieutenant Kenneth J. Samuelson, Jr. Well, not lieutenant yet, since I'm still a fourth-year cadet at the Air Force Academy. But it's just a formality. Nonetheless, I'm near the top of my class, and being the son of an Air Force general, it's just a matter of time before I'm out there ready to rise quickly through the ranks until I make general myself. Presently, I'm the assistant squadron leader under Lieutenant Zim, third year as a squadron assistant. It's my job to help turn these new recruits into real cadets. Yes, I know they're supposed to happen during basic training, but in my book, that's just the beginning. They have to learn respect for their betters. And I can tell when one of them is going to be a problem, and I know how to deal with them. Oh, not through official channels, no. That takes too long, and usually doesn't work. No, a simple lesson in humility. Knowing that there are others, better than them, that can make their life miserable if they don't know their place. And this year, as usual, there's one in the squad that I know is going to be a problem. Cadet Dipper Donald Draper, otherwise known as Pooh. How can I tell? I watched him dream basic, pathetically struggling, barely making it through. No wonder everyone calls him Pooh. Oh, sure, he won the self-defense tournament. Big deal! I happen to know he went to see the old man only days before. Probably knows him personally. Would not surprise me if the old man just told him to let him win. Third generation military brat, to no names. Thinks he knows something and can throw his weight around. And he's a celebrity. Rich, famous, thinks he's better than everyone else. Well, I'm planning to make sure that he knows who his betters really are. Oh, what am I planning? You'll see. This is going to require some finesse, as Pooh seems to be on a different level than the other pieces of crap I've managed to make look small. This is going to need the secret society treatment. Step 1. I rent one of the party rooms in a tavern in town. A few hundred, yes, but I consider it an investment. Besides, I can afford that easily. Step 2. Contact a few friends in town and give them fatigues I managed to pilfer from the stores. They'll never miss them. Step 3. Get my two friends in the academy to meet near the first year barracks. Have one of them bring the large gunny sack and hood. Now we wait.
I think I was finally getting into the routine here. After I retrieved my electronics, I set up my laptop and cell phone with the campus-wide Wi-Fi and sent out emails to everyone with my new email address. I had selected my first-year classes before I came. English and economics, I felt I could handle on my own. Physics and calculus, I had the email of my Uncle Stargazer to fall back on. The rest, I had no idea. The texts were all online, so there were no books to get. Not every class was held every day, but between morning drill and evening mess, my time was pretty full. I relished my evening time alone in my room where I could play some games on my laptop. I had just finished eating mess and was walking back to the dorm. I planned to unwind with a few mindless games before turning in. I rounded a corner of a building when a gag was put around my muzzle and some type of hood put on my head. My arms were pinned behind me and taped along with my ankles, and I could feel myself being stuffed into some kind of rough canvas bag or something. Then several people lifted me up. Struggle as I might, I couldn't loosen myself in the tape or the bags. I felt myself getting placed inside of some kind of vehicle, which took off rather quickly.
Just relax. No one's gonna hurt you. We'll let you out once we get where we're going.
If I could just get my hands free, but try as I might, I simply could not rip the tape around them in the narrow confines of the bag. After what felt like half an hour, the vehicle stopped. Then several people, I assume the same ones, lifted me out of the vehicle. I was taken indoors, I think, judging by the sound of a door being opened. Once the door was closed, I was stood up, and I could hear people singing. I could feel the outer sack being removed, and then the hood. Once my eyes got used to the light, I could see about 10 cadets there singing. Well, I assumed they were cadets. They were all dressed in fatigues, like mine. My ankles and wrists were released, and finally the gag removed.
Cadet Dipper Donald Draper, welcome to the first meeting of the Honorable House of the Flying Tigers.
The Flying Tigers?
Oh, your father never told you about the Flying Tigers? Not surprised. It's a secret society. Officially, we don't exist, but only the most elite of cadets get the opportunity to join our ranks. Your grandfather, Donald Draper, was one of us, as was your father, Dan Draper. And now, you get the privilege. Flying Tigers, salute!
I don't understand.
You're being given the chance to join the most elite organization the United States Air Force Academy has to offer. An honor that is only offered to a handful of cadets each year. And since you're a third-generation Air Force, it became obvious to us that you should join our ranks. Flying Tigers, salute!
What?
Don't worry. Our purpose is mostly to make friendships and connections that will serve us well in the future, in our careers both in and out of the Air Force. We came to the aid of each other in times of need. We help gather money for charities, which is donated anonymously, of course. And once a member, you are remembered by all other members you can call on at any time in the future. Flying Tigers, salute!
I accept, I guess.
Excellent. But first, you must pass the initiation test.
Test?
Purely a formality. All you have to do is drink this half yard of beer in one breath.
Drink? But I've never...
You wouldn't let your father and grandfather down, now would you? They did it, and so can you.
But...
Every single person in this room did it. Pass this test, and you're a flying tiger. That's all there is to it. Flying Tigers, salute!
Roar! Drink! 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 Drink!
All the other cadets were now raising their mugs of beer while they chanted. Well, I guess if Dad and Granddad did it, so could I. I mean, it was legal since the drinking age is 18. I just had never done it. But, wow, being offered to join a secret society only 2 months in? That's quite an honor. I don't want to let my dad down, so here goes. I raised the tall glass, took a deep breath, and started to down the amber fluid. Having never drunk beer before, I was a bit taken aback by its near bitter taste. Not at all like root beer. Fortunately, it was not that fizzy, as that would have made it much more difficult to drink in one gulp. As I drank, the rest began singing a drinking song I had been taught by my vocal coach years ago. Drink, drink, drink to lips that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree. Here's a hope that those bright eyes will shine lovingly, longingly soon into mine. May those lips that are red and sweet tonight with joy my own lips meet. Drink, drink. Let the toast start. May young hearts never part. Drink, drink, drink. Let every true lover salute his sweetheart. Drink, drink, drink. To hearts that will love one only when I am the one. Here's a hope that those soft arms will twine. All I ask is the right to see those smiling eyes beguiling me. Drink, drink, let the toast start. May young hearts never part. Let every true lover salute his sweetheart. Let's drink.
Frank, quick. While he's distracted, you know the plan. Make sure he gets the knockout drops as soon as possible. Then no matter what time he finally goes unconscious, you bring him back after midnight to the rendezvous. We'll take it from there.
Don't worry, we know what to do.
You better. I could get into deep trouble otherwise. I gotta take off now and get back to the academy before curfew. I'm leaving it up to you.
Yeah, get going. We've got this.
drink, drink, tulips that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree. Here's a hope that those soft arms will twine. Oh! To see those smiling eyes beguiling me. Drink, drink, let the toast start. May young hearts never part. Ah, let every true lover salute his sweetheart. Let's drink.
This was working perfectly. We get Pooh off the campus and get him drunk. Keep him out past curfew, make sure he passes out by giving him a couple of knockout drops. Bring him back after curfew, those drops should make him sleep through reveille. When they come to get him, they take him straight to the discipline board. Off campus without a pass, out past curfew, failure to show for reveille, and drunk. He'll be lucky if they don't expel him before he even gets a chance to say a word. I love it when a plan comes together.